This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah said on Friday his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike hit a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas official. Without a response, Hassan Nasrallah said all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. He appeared to be making the case for a response to the Lebanese public, even at the risk of escalating the fight between Hezbollah and Israel, but he gave no indication of how or when the militants would act. Israel's bombardment and ground invasion to eradicate Hamas have pushed almost all Palestinian towards Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In nearly every plot of land that stretches west from the city of Rafah, thousands of nylon tents have sprung up for those without a house to shelter in. The Rafah area had a pre-war population of around 280,000, a figure that's bulged to over 1 million in recent days, according to the UN. As the displaced population grows, life in the border city with Egypt becomes more desperate by the hour as people struggle to find food and drinking water. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people gathered in Tehran on Friday for funerals of victims killed in twin bombings in Kerman 2 days earlier at a memorial for top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated in Iraq in 2020 by a U.S. drone. Nearly 100 people were killed in the blast, claimed by the Islamic State. Tehran often, though, accuses Israel and the United States of backing anti-Iran militant groups that have carried out attacks in the past. This is VOA News. After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are protecting ships sailing in international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon Press Secretary.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop. Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
North Korea fired an artillery barrage near two South Korean border islands Friday, Seoul's defense ministry said, prompting a live fire drill from the South Korean military. Residents of both islands were ordered to evacuate and ferries were suspended as South Korea held a live fire exercise after North Korea's barrage, one of the most serious military escalations on the peninsula since Pyongyang fired shells at one of the same islands in 2010. Crews have begun clearing the charred wreckage of the Japan Airlines plane at Tokyo's Haneda Airport as investigators seek to retrieve the aircraft's cockpit voice recorder. Local media reports say police are looking to possible professional negligence. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The captain of the Coast Guard plane, the sole survivor, is under close scrutiny. Transcripts from the airport's control tower appear to show that he was told to stop short of the runway before the crash occurred. Reuters has reported that the Coast Guard plane was flying its third mission within 24 hours. It had been transporting people and supplies to support recovery efforts in the region of Japan's recent earthquake. Now experts say multiple safety procedures must have failed for the accident to occur.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year from record highs in 2022. The agency said Friday the FAO Food Price Index was 13.7% lower last year than the 2022 average, but its measures of sugar and rice prices were growing in that time. The drop in food commodity prices in 2023 comes despite a difficult year for food security around the world. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.